Glory to Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Oh, blessed Savior, thank you. We love you. We adore you. We worship you forever and ever. Jesus, baby. Glory.
Jesus, baby. Yeah, we love you, Jesus.
Yes.
The Son of God. We praise you. We love you. We thank you. Thank you for your death and resurrection. Thank you for the blood covenant. We thank you for being born on this planet. We thank you that we worship a God that looked like us. Thank you, Jesus. We praise your holy name. So be it. Gita.
Glory to Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus Christ. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You are so great. We love you, Jesus. You know, my brother, worshiping Jesus is a great thing, isn't it?
You gotta believe it.
On this great day of Mars, the
20th.
Palm tree. Yeah, Mars 20th, 2016, Palm Tree Sunday.
Yeah, baby.
We are so grateful for the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God.
You got that
who
right.
Come into the world. You know, Jesus is so great, and he was dedicated to his Father, Jehovah God, the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ. And this greatness of Jesus proved himself that when he was going to give his life for the people, he was so in love with humanity. He loved his God, and then he loved humanity. And as he sacrificed and gave his life on the tree for the cross, he talked about all the humankind all over the planet Earth. And the main reason for this great Easter season celebration is that Jesus Christ gave his life and rise from the dead. And so when Jesus was so excited, and when he shed all the blood with the nails upon the palm of the hand and the nails in the feet, and how he was whipped and beaten and the crowns on his head, Jesus went through a lot. The skin was nearly ripped off his back, and he got so much love for humankind that God the Father, Jehovah, came down off his throne and hugged his beloved son. And while he was on the cross, you know, a lot of people don't realize that he came and gave blessings and honor and love and affection to his beloved son. And Jesus, it is at that moment that Jesus cried out to Elohim and said, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, which by pure interpretation of the original, like we said yesteryear, of the Aramaic, is that he said, oh, my great Elohim, Elohim, my sweet Lord, thank you. This is my destiny. For this purpose was I sent. Also, it is stated, he said, oh, Elohim, I love you. This is how thou hast glorified me. He was receiving the glory of his Father upon the cross. Isn't that magnanimous, my brother, when you think about it?
That's very dynamic. People always talk about Jehovah. Jehovah has a lot of love.
Yes.
I mean, he so loved love, he sent his only begotten son. That's a lot of love.
That is.
And he backs him up 100%. You better believe it.
You get that right, baby. So, you know, Jesus was such a lover. You know, people think in the misguided translation where it says, my God, why have you forsaken me? That has become a controversy since 1983, and it's going to continue to be a controversy to those who don't have the faith to believe. God the Father, Jehovah, did not forsake his beloved son, Jesus Christ. Jehovah was happy and satisfied that Jesus gave his life, and Jesus was satisfied that he could give his life for we who are in human form. So we are excited. And so when Jehovah hugged Jesus Christ on the cross, and Jesus hugged him back, so how did he hug him back? He was nailed to the cross. Well, the spirit arms of Jesus must have came out and hugged his father. And when they hugged, they were singing the song, ding, dong, ding, dong, Jesus Christ, I love you, Lord, resurrection day. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to Jesus Christ. We praise you, Jesus, the Son of God. We love you. We praise you. We glorify you. Thank you, God Jesus Christ, for coming to this planet. Thank you for being our Father. Thank you for creating our body. Thank you for creating this planet Earth that we may live and have a life to live forever in these bodies. It's through you, God Jesus Christ, that this happens. I love you and I praise you as my Father. I praise you and give our thanks and gratitude.
Amen. Amen.
we agape thee, Son of God, all hail the power and your great and righteous name, God Jesus, and may angels and hearts and human hearts fall before thee and worship at thy holy throne. God Jesus Christ, the Son of the Kumana, 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 the glorious name of you, God Jesus Christ. Amen.
God Jesus Christ, King of all kings, Lord of our lords, happy Easter, happy Palm Tree Sunday, Merry, Merry Christmas. We are here glorifying God Jesus, baby.
You got that right. This is Son of God University, baby. God Jesus, baby.
That's right.
We recognize all the people that's listening to us in the hellish realm. It's a pleasure that God Jesus have you listen to us through BBS Radio in the hellish realm. So people on earth, everybody's in hell. They get excused to listen to Son of God University.
Amen.
We thank you also for the billions that's listening here on planet Earth.
Yes.
Then now we got people in the celestial realm. It's like thousands of rams, maybe millions of rams in the celestial realms that are excused just to listen to Son of God University. God Jesus, the planetary Christ, has authorized that and has them doing that, for they will get knowledge, for they can grow spiritually. So thanks to God Jesus, from the hellish all the way to the celestial, not excluding planet Earth, the billions that's listening there are listening to Son of God University, so you can be blessed with the truth about God
Jesus,
baby.
You got that right, my love. I tell you, this is the magnanimous time of year, and this is a glorious time of year because we celebrate God Jesus Christ year-round, 12 months a year. That's why you hear Carol of the Bells as the theme song 12 months a year, not only in the Christmas season, but to us, Christmas is every day because we agape Jesus, baby. We worship, we adore, we love, we recognize the power of this magnanimous Jesus Christ, this magnanimous Supreme Buddha, the Lord of Glory, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, the Son of God. He who has the Son of God has the life. He that has not the Son of God has not life, but is a dead beast. It is imperative, my sweet people, to recognize the glory and the love and the magnanimous deity and the Godship of Jesus Christ. He is Lord, King, Majesty, His Royalness, His Royal Highness, the mighty Son of God, the glory of the world, the lover of the universe, the Lord over the earth, the Lord over all the planets, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord over the universe, the Lord Jesus Christ over all universes. This is some kind of a God, some kind of a master, some kind of a savior, some kind of a supreme creator and a redeemer of the world, the Lord Jesus Christ who loves all humankind. I tell you, sweethearts, this is imperative that we get excited and we be wrapped up and we be enfolded and embraced in the divine Son of God, Jesus. Oh, great Jesus Christ. Sweet Son of God, we thank you so much, oh, sweetheart, for loving us. We just worship and glorify you, baby. We adore you, Jesus. We thank you for blessing Dr. Dye and all the great people on our great BBS station and Dawn. And we thank you for them, the engineers and the owners. We love them. And we ask you, eternal Jesus, to bless them eternally, onward, upward. Blessed be BBS radio station in the great state of California, in the great city of paradise, in the United States of America. No matter where we are, whether we be in Thailand, whether we be in California, whether we be in Mexico, whether we be in Switzerland or Swaziland, whether we be in Maine, United States of America, or whether we be in Dallas, Texas, whether we be from Tokyo, Japan, all the way to John Boehner State of Ohio, we love you, saints. We love you, sinners. We love all of you through Jesus Christ our Lord.
You got that right, baby. Jesus,
baby.
That's the only way to roll here is Jesus. Like we said, all the planetary systems,
yes,
all the universes, do you know they give great respect to Jesus? When they see him, it's just like an honor. It's a shame on earth that Jesus died for this earth. This is plain. This is his favorite planet.
Yes.
He died, and we can't say his name. Most of the Christian churches, they still under the Father who has no jurisdiction on this planet, Jehovah, and then they can't say Jesus. They say Lord. You know, they have all these titles, and then when they say Father, it's Father Jehovah, which, you know, has no power on this earth. But when he goes to other universes, when he goes to other souls, he's greatly respected. They bow down to him. This Jesus is major. He, just like I said before, and my loving brother said, he is the master of the universes. See, he's the only Son of God that has died for his children on planet Earth. Or something like this. This is the most wickedest planet in the universe, and he's the only one that has died. It's no other being has done, Father or Son.
That's right.
Then Jesus is so great, the Father has exalted him. He said, hey, you're in charge of this. So all that this was happening right now on planet Earth, how it's made, how you are formed, how the Christ is in you, which is your hope and glory, which is Jesus' energy within you, all that Jesus did. How your body is made, Jesus did. How it's made so the flesh, no being has been flesh. Usually they live in celestial realms. They don't have flesh and body. You know what we have? Well, we can live in our sins and then overcome. Not because we can live in our sins forever and die.
Right.
See, he has us here so we can overcome and become gods and goddesses. What happened in Jehovah's, when he was doing it, and he was large and in charge, he had celestial realms. And they were very fragile, as you know, as Atlantis, the Mu, all these different ages, they crashed. And so Jehovah was coming straight up. And then Jesus stepped up, like I told you before, and said, wait a minute, I have a plan. And it took him a long time to convince Jehovah. He said, well, if you want to deal with these heathens, go ahead. You can deal with these niggabites, and you can put your plan, but, you know, I'm going to put you in charge.
Yes.
I want every angel. I want all the humans. I want everybody to worship you. You are in charge here. You are their father. You are creating them. You are their creator. You are the planetary Christ. You are their savior. This Jesus, he's major, and we have to know that he's major by worshiping him and by saying his name. Meanwhile, we have the Holy Ghost that's named the same name,
Jesus.
The same name as the Son. Isn't that ironic? The same name, his spirit. Remember this, he's over the Holy Ghost. You can only get the Holy Ghost through Jesus. The Holy Ghost became more merciful because of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ has dominion and power over the Holy Ghost. Only he can give it to you. He has jurisdiction how to maneuver the Holy Ghost on this planetary system. This Jesus is major. Is no other gods in the universe can do that. Only Jesus, major God, major than you think so, because you haven't been to the other planetary systems. You don't know in the other universes. It's universes. It's trillions of universes and stuff. You don't know how major when he comes, people bow down. They would say, oh, it's a pleasure to be him. Now on earth, we take it for granted. Oh, Jesus. Now, Jesus is in our consciousness. Our heart pumps, Jesus. We are made to say, you curse in Jesus' name. You do everything. You know why? Because the DNA is connected. And you have to say it. You don't never say Buddha. You never say Krishna. You always say Jesus. You never say Allah. You never say Jehovah. You never say nothing. You say Jesus. You know why? Jesus is in your DNA. He created you. That's why you have to curse his name. You swear his name. You do everything in his name because he's in your system. He's embedded in you, in all your cells. He made you. He made every human being. Every human being who's born of a woman is Jesus' territory. Jehovah's territory is Adam and Eva, and we ain't going to go back in time before that. That's his jurisdiction. Remember, they were living so. They weren't born of a woman. They were living in a parenthetical society here, and they
they broke the rules. Let's say that. They ate the marijuana leaf.
Fruit.
Fruit or whatever. Uh-huh. Well, they ate the marijuana leaf, let's put it that way.
Okay.
You know, the apple was just a code. And then
right.
their eyes were open. Then he told them not to, but they did. Then ever since that time, Jesus has taken over. It's been a new earth for planetary systems like Earth, where we can live and live and overcome to become gods and goddesses. That is everyone's destiny that hear my voice. Everybody on planet Earth, hear me. You are here to become a god or a goddess. Now, you may not fulfill it if you don't want to. You have free will, but that's your main destiny. Now, your mission is different from your destiny. Our mission is to tell you the truth. Son of God University, that's our mission. That is not our destiny. Our destiny is to become a god and a god and our wise goddess. That is our destiny, you know, and that's everyone's destiny. It's not just for us, but you have to choose it. Everybody, some people say they want to die. That's okay. Go ahead. If you want to, you have a free will, free choice. But if you want to be with Jesus and his kingdom, living with him and stuff, you have to have a body. You have to have a body being. You cannot die. If you die, you cannot be in Jesus' kingdom. Listen here again. If you die, you're not living, going to be with Jesus. You may think you are. You're living in my illusionary world. You're not going to be able to live with Jesus or to be. You may see him, but you're not going to be able to reign and be in his presence constantly because you are not going to be qualified. Because only body beings, gods and goddesses that overcame in the flesh have transformed their bodies from fleshly to divine energy with the Holy Ghost. They can only live with Jesus and be with him. You have been tricked and you've been had, but they're thinking, oh, if I do this, or if I pay my tithes, or if I go to church, that's just a trick. There are tricksters out there. They tell you every day, I'm a prophet of God. Don't believe them. They're saying all this stuff. Do not believe the nigger bikes. I'm going to tell you that now.
That's right.
Because the truth is, believe in who? Jesus. Jesus, and then he gives you the Ghost Holy. The Ghost Holy, Holy Ghost is in you. That Ghost Holy would tell you everything. It would guide you. It would illuminate your mind to the scriptures of what's true. It would illuminate your mind to what's true. That's why you feel Son of God University. You feel it. You don't have to have a Bible. You know it's true because the Christ within you is clicking and saying, that's true. Yeah, I know it's true. Yeah, you know why? Because Jesus put that divine intelligence within you. And that is intelligence, the still, small voice of Jesus. And you know when something is true because you're feeling it. That's why we have over a billion on this planet Earth alone listening. We're not talking about hellish realms and celestial realms. We get into the trillions. But just on the planet Earth, because you feel it, and then you tell your friends, you say, it's something about this. I may not agree with everything. I may not know everything, but it's something about it that they're telling the truth about Jesus. You know, I don't want your money. What I want you to do is to get into Jesus, baby. I want you to love him. I want you to praise him. I want you to glorify him. I want you to overcome to become gods and goddesses. You know, that's what I want you to do. I want you to progress in the spiritual realm. Because if you don't, then you're going to be left behind. Because Son of God University is here, and the revival is here now. We are the revival. Son of God University is the revival. You're looking for it? It's here now happening. The revolution is on now. We are here by Jesus' instructions to tell you the truth. So the revival is here. You're looking for it? Son of God University is the revival. That's the revival. It's happening now, baby. It's at hand now. Jesus, baby, is now activating in your lives. It's not going to be so what you thought the church. No, We are the church. You are the living church. Remember, the kingdom of God is within you, all around you. It's moving. It's an inward thing. It's an individual thing. It's not so much a group of people as a church building. It's an individual thing that God, Jesus is rising up within each and every one of you. That consciousness, that intellectual intuition that's within you that will guide you through everything you need to know and how to do and what to do and to do is through Jah Jesus, by loving him, praising him, worshiping the Holy Ghost. Some people say you can't worship the Holy Ghost. Baby, you can. The Holy Ghost is there for you to worship. Like my loving brother said, you worship it, you praise it, you glorify the Ghost Holy. It's within you. And this name, don't forget, my brother said, you can't forget it. This is Son of God University. Jah Jesus, baby.
You got that right, my beautiful brother. You heard it right here live at Son of God University. Jah Jesus Christ International. My brother, you said that this person gives the Holy Ghost. Now, can Senator Ted Cruz give the Holy Ghost?
Ted Cruz, does he have the Holy Ghost? that's the question.
Okay.
Well, the answer to this question, no, he can't, you know.
So it only comes from the Son of God, Jesus Christ?
It only comes from Jesus, baby. He's the only one. Not even Jehovah can give the Holy Ghost. Can
wow.
you can you say that? Now, Jehovah,
we can say it.
Jehovah is the Father
of Jesus.
He can't even give you the Holy Ghost.
Wow, that's a lot of authority. Are you saying that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, he's kind of equal to God?
Jesus is equal to God.
Oh.
He is equal to God.
He's equal to God the Father?
He's equal to God the Father, Jehovah. Let's make it straight.
Okay.
He's equal to God, Jehovah. When you see me, you have seen the Father.
That's right. That is true, isn't it? That's in the book of St. John.
Yes, and when you see me, you've seen the Father. Remember, Jesus created us.
That's right. You got
God Jesus created this planet. What are people thinking? Jehovah's out the picture.
Oh, my.
Sorry, Jehovah. You're out the picture, Jehovah. We know you like trouble. I can say that.
That's right.
I can say it. You can't say it. I can say he's
That's
a trouble
right.
God.
That's
but,
right.
You know, Jehovah, no. Jehovah loves it when you praise Jesus.
That's right.
He loves it. He thrills. He turns, flips. He loves it when you praise God Jesus. He don't like it when you praise him. He know he don't have no jurisdiction. He said, what they praising me for?
Right.
What are you looking at me for? Go to the Son. He's in charge. I'm not in charge. He's large and in charge. I hear you preachers try to copy us.
Yes.
We originate and you imitate. He's large and he's in charge. God Jesus, baby.
That's right,
That's
baby.
That's who you do it.
You got that right, sweetheart. You see, so my brother, now to reiterate this, you said that God, Jehovah, ordered all of us and his angels and the human beings to worship his Son, Jesus?
Yes, he did. He ordered all the heaven in Hebrews. You're the scripture king.
Oh, just reference?
Yeah,
oh.
In Hebrews. He ordered the cherubims, the angels, and all to worship this Jah Jesus.
That's a major. That's a very major.
Everybody. Now, it says in the scripture.
That's right.
And it says, what is it, 1 John 20?
520.
520.
And we know that we have come to an understanding to know Jesus Christ that is true, and we are in Jesus Christ that is true. Even God's Son, Jesus Christ, this is the true God and eternal life.
What plainer can you say?
That's
I mean,
right.
It says it right there. You got to the scriptures. You must don't read it or something. It says it right there. Who's the true God?
That's
God
right.
Jesus, baby.
That's right, baby.
How clear can it get?
That's right. You hit it right on the thumbs and the noses. Because, you know, Hebrews, the first chapter, it speaks about, I talk about that many times, and it's imperative that you get it in your system, oh, sweetheart, earthborn children, that God, who had signed these times, which is past time, spoken unto the people by the prophets and angelic beings to the humans on the planet, hath in these latter days spoken unto us by his Son, Jesus, whom God has sent, and whom God made Jesus to be heir of all things, and whom also Jesus created the world, billions of kabillions of gazillions of worlds, you see, plural, worlds,
And it goes on down to say that Jesus is higher above all, and that the Son of God is supreme over all. He is before all angels. His name is excellent in all angelic beings. And this Jesus Christ is highly exalted, and Jesus Christ gave his life for the sins of the world. That's the only reason why he died. He never died of any sickness or any negative of his own. He did not have anything negative. He was a perfect son. He fulfilled all the laws of God in the heavens years and ages ago, and he was the one to be the propitiation for our sins, or the sacrificer for our sins, the savior of all humankind. So this great Jesus Christ, moved by the Holy Ghost, sent by the Father, lives inside the Holy Ghost, who dwells among all and in all, through all and above all. And this Jesus Christ gave his life. And so God the Father stated in verse 6 of Hebrews, the first chapter, and God said, whom he bringeth his first begotten or firstborn into the world. Some ministers, they read that part and they stop because they don't believe the latter clause. And God said also, let all angels, and in the Glory to Jesus version, it says, let all angels, cherubims, seraphims, archangels, fallen angels, human beings, you spirits, perfect spirits, human children, worship my beloved firstborn son, Jesus, who is coming into the world. That is the glory of the Christmas story. That is the reality of the Christmas season, that Jesus Christ came into the world. Now, dig that. Dig that, all ye politicians, all ye ministers, all ye saints, all ye workers, all you laziers, everybody. Hear ye this everlasting God spell of truth. God the Father, Jehovah, has ordered all humans and angels on this planetary system to worship his son, Jesus. Jesus is the key to life. Jesus says in the book of John, no man cometh to the Father but by me. And then he also stated in St. John, he said, all of those that have heard and learned of the Father cometh unto me. The world owes Jesus Christ a debt of eternal love, eternal gratitude, eternal praise, eternal adoration. That's how we get the Holy Ghost. If you don't go by Jesus, and if you expect Ted Cruz to give you the Holy Ghost, I'm not picking on Ted Cruz. He's a candidate running for president, and the most people hear that in the USA. So I thought I'd throw that out there. So I could say John Kasich, the governor of Ohio in the USA, does not give the Holy Ghost. Blessed be those men and that are running for presidency. But the name of the game is to get your mind on Jesus Christ. Too many people are caught up sometimes in politics. You see, and then the person that's running to get money on his own and want to bless the country, like John Trump.
You mean John,
Jesus
Trump?
Yeah, John Jesus Trump, he want to help humankind. You know, it's like, okay, he said, you know, I'm not in the system, I'm outside of the system, and he's learning how the government operates, he's learning how presidency works, and then some people, they say, well, he don't have experiences. None of you people have experiences. Think about it. You know, Hillary Clinton don't have experiences. Although she's been in there with her husband and with Barack Obama on the, what is that, the Secretary of State. That's cool. But she never played the role of boing, 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 boing. Hail to the chief. You know that song, that's the president, Honor the President. She has not played that role yet. The president, Barack Hussein Obama, has played that wonderful role 8 years almost. You know, he's near the end. So he can talk smack. He served his time. But these other candidates and people said, well, you got to have experience. No. Sometimes without experience, it's the best person, Dr. Ben Carson. A holy man, Dr. Ben Carson. He dropped out because he decided to drop out by the movement of Jesus Christ. You know, people didn't give him delegates. They didn't vote him in. They don't know what they have missed. You see, that candidate is a lover of Jesus, Ben Carson. And then I heard that Ben Carson endorsed Donald John Jesus Trump. Like, how did he do that? Well, he was moved and motivated. You see, like our engineer, we were talking earlier, how it's, everything is just politics, running for office. You got to hurry and run to get out to run again. What are you doing while you're in the office? All this doctrine is part of Son of God University teachings. Whatever job you do, you must incorporate the Lord Jesus Christ. If not, you're going to be a numbskull, a Willy Wonka, and a silly head. You see, you have to have Jesus Christ, the happiness of the world, the King of Gloria. You see, sweethearts, it is imperative. not to judge or condemn and to hate. Because they've got movements out there, and I warned them, American Republican Party, stop hating on the other candidate or this candidate, and this one hate that one, and this movement want to break up the movement of Donald Trump running for presidency. How do you know he won't be any good? You see, you know, you're saying this, mighty funny, the guy's ahead. He's ahead in the polls. He's ahead in the, he's a front runner. He has the delegates. He must have something to offer. He's a Presbyterian. He believes in Jesus Christ. Haven't you heard the testimony on CNN? ABC, NBC, CBS, World News Tonight, what's the other one? Fox News, MSNS, NBC, so many on the secular news world. My sweethearts, think before you condemn. Think before you judge. St. John 3:17, for God sent not his son Jesus into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Through who? Jesus Christ. You see, if you want to know who to vote for, hey, ask the Lord Jesus Christ. I can tell you right now who the heavens endorse, but I'm going to let you seek it out. I'm going to let you search it out. You must trust the Lord Jesus Christ for everything. In the political world, when you go shopping at Wincoast, when you go shopping at the QFC or Safeway or AMP or wherever you go, wherever you the bank you go to, do everything, sweethearts, in the name of Jesus Christ. This is the glory of Ishtar, or Easter season. This is the glory of Palm Tree Sunday. This is the glory of Thanksgiving Day. This is the glory of Christmas Day and the Christmas celebration of season. We're celebrating one glorious King of Lord, King of Gloria. That's Jesus. Why do we emphasize these holidays? They honor the Jewish God, Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, the Blessed One of the universe, the King of infinity, the King of eternity, the Master of deity, the Lord Jesus Christ. Like my brother said earlier, my sweetheart brother said, even when you curse, you shouldn't be cursing in vulgar language, but when you do, you always use the name of Jesus. You give him a middle name. Some of you call him Jesus F. Christ. I'm not going to say what the F stands for. You already know. You see, but like my brother, sweetheart brother said, you don't say so-and-so Buddha this or so-and-so Allah or so-and-so Jehovah or Krishna. But when it comes to cursing and blessing, you use the name of the Son of God. Why? My brother already told you. We have the D and I and the R and I of Jesus, baby. We have Jesus' spirit inside of us. So that eternal intelligence, the glory, light inside of us, we are the happy chicks. And you could be a happy chick if you turn to the Son of God. What is holding you back? Your own constipated mind. The Speaker of the House, John Boehner of Cincinnati, Ohio, when he was in Washington, D.C., he was so happy when he got out, my brother. Remember, we celebrated with him in November after Trick or Treat Day. He was so happy. I tell you, we went over there, and he was like just spontaneously jubilated. He said, you know, I talked to the Pope Francis when he came, and he talked to various other ones. And then the good news, John Boehner, I can always call him John Jesus Boehner. He talked to Jesus. He knelt and cried before Jesus. He talked and said, wait a minute, what shall I do? He got the premiation inside his soul. And Jesus spoke to him and says, my beautiful John Boehner, if I were you, I would follow me. And he said, what meaneth this? If I were you, my time is out of politics. That guy was so happy. He was singing, you know, singing, hey, I'm free, I'm free. You know, his heavy-duty bass voice. And I'm thankful that he went forward, you see. It's not a crime to come out. Not like Hillary Clinton, who don't resign before. I think she resigned before time, which she was working under the Honorable President Barack Obama as Secretary of State. Now, if he served 8 years, she should have served 8 years. What did you say, my brother?
Definitely. I mean, she's his personal secretary.
Right. Hey,
but, you know, she had a stroke, so she had to get out.
That's true.
So, you know, health problems. So I can't see how she's not down into politics that much, but
right.
Why would you run if you had a stroke and you're going to run for the most powerful position in the free world, the President of the United States, the Great Republic? Why would you do that if you can't even handle Secretary of State?
That's a good point right there. So you see, sweethearts, all over the United States and in Europe and all over the world, you're probably hearing the history of America and you're watching the world of politics, that Hillary, like I said before, we love her. We don't have anything against her. She needs to just go home and be still and go to the glorious United Methodist Church and pray to Jesus. and teach Sunday school and just worship the Son of God, because her health is more important than the position. You see, like my sweetheart brother say, everybody get caught up in these positions and these worldly offices of presidency and secretary and speaker of the House and Senate and all these wonderful, beautiful headache jobs sometimes, you see. But if you get caught up in the Lord God Jesus Christ Almighty and you get wrapped in adoration to Jesus, you'd be cool. Somebody asked on, they asked him on the, Dr. Ben Carson. They said, Dr. Carson, are you going to take a cabinet with Donald Trump? You endorse Donald Trump. Do you plan to be vice president? It's none of their damn business. But he didn't say that. Now, you know, don't get me wrong, but I'm speaking ahead of time. The Honorable Dr. Ben Carson said, you know what? I can just be his advisor in secret. That would do me good. He said, I'm not caught up in titles. I'm not caught up in positions. I'm caught up in Jesus Christ. What greater answer to that?
Mm-hmm.
Look at that. He's caught up in Jesus Christ because he loves Jesus Christ. He don't drink. He don't smoke. Not that that condones that you're the most righteous, but a lot of people, in that politics, they get drunker than the ugly skunk, and they get hammered and slammed because they can't take the pressures of the society, of the government, of the world, or of America. But Dr. Carson, he said, you know, I'll just be his advisor and his spiritual advisor. You know, he's not going to say, well, I'm going to be his administrative staff or vice president. When that time comes, let it be. You see, you don't blow your horn before the time. And so they tried to ask him, what are you going to do? Matter of fact, he can't. It's not even up to him to decide, because a person that has not been nominated yet, technically, they can't say, excuse me, they can't say, well, I'm going to have this person in my cabinet, at least not verbally. They can think it. You see what I'm saying? Because somebody asked the Trump man, the real estate, they said, well, how did you succeed? He said, I got a good brain. I got my brain from Jesus Christ. That's pretty cool, eh, my brother?
You got that
he
right.
He said, I got my brain from Jesus Christ. Well, he's giving glory to Jesus Christ. You see, you always give credit to the highest source. Not to some source, but to the highest source. Because, look here, people on earth, you say, what relatives does this message have on Easter Sunday, Palm Tree Sunday? I say Easter Sunday because we won't be here live next Sunday, but we're doing everything all in one. Easter Sunday, Palm Tree Sunday, and always Christmas Day. Well, sweetheart, the Holy Spirit is in charge of this program. Remember, I speak as nothing. The Holy Spirit in me doeth the work. The Holy Spirit in us speaks what should be spoken on each program. We don't rehearse this. We don't go over it. We don't premeditate it. We just consecrate it to the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, because the importance of this Jesus Christ is reality. If anybody is going to take an office, a position, a presidency, since this is a major election year in America, if they're going to take an office, they definitely need Jesus Christ. Because you've seen the news where they have a lot of protests and a little bit of scuffles at the Donald Trump rally. That's kind of cool. Am I condoning violence? No. But it looked like he's excited. Look like the people, his rallies is not dead. He's such a strong frame that he must have something to offer. I'm not telling you who to vote for. I'm not telling you not to vote. You know in your conscience who you want to be the president of the United States of America. America is a free republic. Every nation on planet Earth know that, from Thailand to Swaziland. You see, they know that. From Israel to Tokyo, Japan, they know that. From the Philippines all the way to the Soviet Union or Russia, they know, the people know, that America is a gifted nation raised up by Lord Jesus Christ, where they have the freedom to do this and that, and they got the freedom of constitutional rights, and they have the freedom to electoral votes and the freedom to vote. A lot of nations don't have that freedom like the great U.S. of A. So I encourage you, America and the U.S. of A., to take advantage of what you know, to take advantage of what you have. Go and do your polling and vote. Then you can't say, I don't appreciate that man in the White House, or I appreciate that woman in the White House. She had a stroke. Well, you didn't go vote. It's your problem. It's your prerogative. You see, in other words, activated Jesus Christ is not only going to church, which is kind of dead in a lot of ways, unless they're exalting the Lord Jesus. It's beyond just meditation, and meditation is good. I love meditation and prayer. My brother knows I sit for hours, don't I, my brother?
Oh, I can
sit in one position and thumb my nose and worship Jesus Christ. But the thing is, when I say thumb my nose, I don't mean the negative. I put my thumb on my nose. It's a high holy art, and those who know me know what I'm speaking of. Those who don't understand, just bear with me and thumb your nose. Put the back of your thumb, curl your thumb, like right now I'm putting my nose on my thumb, and my brother's taking my nose off my thumb, if he can reach me. Can you reach me? Okay, he's kind of honorary nose off my nose. Okay, glory to Jesus. So see, we have to be kitty-like. We gotta have fun. You got to live childlike. You have to not get out of that religious mode. Get out of that whoopsie-doopsie realm. You see, it does nothing for you. Look at the ancient times, the people back in Israel, when they were marching around the Jericho wall, and they was going to bring the wall down. My brother, they marched around six times at first, and they chanted Jehovah, Jehovah, and nothing happened. But what happened on the seventh time? Tell the story, my brother.
Okay, people think that they marched around, and they never said anything about the Son of God. I believe it was talking about God, and then they talk about Jehovah, but they never say anything about the Son of God. On the seventh time when they went around, they heard about, Joshua heard about this Son of God. Because remember, he hung out with Moses.
Right.
And so he said, let's use that name. Man, they said, Jesus. When I say those walls came tumbling down, they exploded and came tumbling down. That is a power of the name. Now, this is in the Old Testament, like my loving brother said, Old Testament. But they shouted that name, Jesus. And those walls just exploded. See the power of the name.
Yes.
Jehovah, no power. Father, Jehovah, no power. Powerful God, loving God.
Right.
Not on planet Earth, though. No jurisdiction, like I keep saying. But they said it. They stated that name, Jesus, and those walls just exploded. That is the power of the name. And believe me, my brothers and sisters, that was just Old Testament. What about today?
Right.
We live in the New Testament times today. You know, that was back then, and it worked. You know, it's always going to work. You know, whether it's old or new, it doesn't matter. Same thing with my brother Moses. He came up there. Remember, he said, let my people, the great I am, say, let my people go. Great Jehovah, let my people go. Then when he said, Jesus, he said, take everything. He said, that's it. Take everything. Take everything you want. The king said, just take everything.
Take
go.
The gold, bank account, everything.
See the power of the name. The power of the name. Jesus. Jesus was relevant in the Old Testament, what you call the Old Covenant, just as much as in the New. From the first seven spirit, Enoch, to now, he was relevant. Remember, he walked with Jesus. He chanted Jesus. He knew that Jesus was going to have a fleshly body. He was the first one to overcome and become a God. And then after that, his whole city was taken up. In the Puget Sound area, that is the state of Washington in the great USA of America, the great republic.
Right.
In the USA, on the Puget Sound, basically the Seattle area where they lived, the whole city was taken up. The whole city.
5,000 years ago. Too.
Yeah. Was taken up because they lived the laws and principles of Jesus. That's why that area is so potent today. You know, the seven hills represent the seven spirits. Very powerful area. And so we always call that Holy Ghost headquarters. Why do you think? The Puget Sound. The Puget Sound has a hum to it. The omnipresent energy, Jesus energy, Roman, is the place to be, baby. Where the finances are, where the money is, where the spiritual, everything and anything goes on there.
Yes. You get that right, baby. It's so much active from the most positive to the crazy negative. People sucking on toes, Excuse me, glory to Jesus, and everything happening. Glory to Jesus. Focus on that. Let me glorify Jesus right here. But you see, sweethearts, it's imperative. It's imperative to really serve the Lord Jesus Christ. Because where there's light, darkness tries to come around on planet Earth. But we have the light of Jesus Christ inside of our beings, and we are the light of the world under Jesus Christ's administration.
Gotcha.
It's scripture reference. He said, I said, ye are light of the world. You see, Jesus said, we are light of the world because we worship the eternal light, Jesus Christ. We glorify He, Jesus, His royal majesty and divine holiness, Jesus, the creator, the sustainer, the redeemer, the giver and granter of the Holy Ghost on every coast, greater than beef pot roast, and it's even sweeter than French toast. Hey, who can beat that, baby? The Lord of hosts, the most we love, the Holy Ghost. You see? So this sacred energy comes from Jesus. It doesn't even come from John Boehner. And he was a great friend of ours in the Republic of America who was secretary, the House Speaker in Washington, D.C. And he's from the Middle Western United States of America. You see, sweethearts, you got to love everybody on planet Earth. That's the laws of Jesus Christ. Those are the higher laws. Our God is a consuming fire. Now, in the Bible, this book of Deuteronomy, the fourth chapter, verse 24, and various versions, the King James, the ancient King James, it said, our God, Jehovah, is a consuming fire and a jealous God. Okay, and then the Glory to Jesus version, it gets it a little deeper. It says, our God, Jesus, is a consuming fire and an awesome God and a loving God and a merciful God. Okay, the Son of God was declared power. Way back in Moses' day, and even before that, way back, you heard my 3-5 brothers say, back in Enoch's days, because he was the first human being that was translated. Translation means you go by, you bunk dead. Jesus Christ takes you up. You keep living, body and everything, up in the heavenly realm and celestial glory. Okay, so this guy, Jesus, the translators back in the day, back in 1600, the King James, His Royal Majesty's Version, was formulated in 1611, April 1611. Okay. Here we are, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. It'll be 500 years of honor of this great, I believe it's 500, I'm pretty close anyway, about the King James Version. And there are many other versions, but this great King James, this Royal Majesty, King of England, King of France, King of Great Britain, he was king of three different nations, look like in them days. But anywho, how can you even take care of one nation, let alone three? But that was King James. His Royal Majesty. And so the scholars, they translated the Bible, and they were doing a research, and they say, wait a minute. Look like it should say the Son of God. They should have Jesus in there. You see? So they put Jehovah is a consuming fire. And that's true, because he is a consuming fire, a fireball, you know, before he formulated his celestial body, but to the Holy Ghost. But Jesus Christ, which is the center of attention, see? And so the ancients, when they did a research and they thought, they said, wait a minute, this great one who gives the Holy Ghost and fire, that's the one they're referring to. That's a consuming fire. You see, so this consuming fire, which is a purifier, remember, the Zoom fire, it purifies. This fire is of the Holy Ghost, and this fire purifies every saint that wants to be purified, every sinner that wants to be forgiven and sanctified. This purified light does the purification as we glorify Jesus. So, to know that Jesus was in the Old Covenant as well as in the New, and to know that we always were supposed to give glory. Remember, Hebrews, the first chapter, verse 6, when I stated that years ago when I wrote that book, I mean, when the book was written, glory to Jesus.
When you wrote the book.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I'm trying to be humble, but I was around a long time, sweetheart, for those who don't know. I'm ageless. Glory to Jesus. All hail the power in Jesus Christ's name. Okay, as that great book came forth, and as that edict was given, now remember God, Jehovah, was talking to his spirit children before we had bodies on the planet Earth, way back, eons ago, when we were made personalities. And, you know, we were a ray of light, energy, without thought of personality. Then later on we became a consciousness, and then down to a personality. So we were spirit beings. So as we understood it, sweethearts, God, the great Jehovah, Yod, Hey, Vod, Hey, Elohei, the Father of Eternity, gave the edict way back eons ago that we were to worship Jesus Christ, and he gave us till Christmas died, or shall I say until Jesus came in human form. But many of us that were as spirit children, you know, people like you and I and Don and Doug and, you know, many others, Sweetie Dewey and all the other saints and Annalise Kyron and Christine Mercy and Ernestine and all those who love, we worship Jesus way before he became a physical being. Just like the first spirit, Enoch. Enoch worshiped Jesus Christ before he took on human form. Enoch tripped out when he said, you being a God, going to take on physical form? How can that be? And he said, it shall be. He said, this body you see now is the body of my spirit. But in 5.5 days, I will take upon myself human form. And then he revealed what the 5.5 days were, 5,555 years. Like, whoa, you're speaking AD language and BC times, you see? Because a lot of people, even in the church today, my brother, as you know, they don't worship Jesus Christ. They claim they worship God. They claim they're not a Presbyterian. Why am I speaking high about the Presbyterians? Because Donald Trump is a Presbyterian, and I did a research, and I went to theology of the Presbyterian movement. I studied a lot of theology. The word Presbyter is in the Bible, in the book of the Apostolic Scriptures, in the book of Timothy, and it speaks about a Presbyter. A presbytery is one who is a leader of the light. Let us say that together. A leader of the light. And that's Jesus Christ's light. So if we're leaders of the light, and we're proclamators of the light, and we're lovers of the light, worshipers of Jesus Christ, that's a good title. That's a good a minister to be in, a presbytery is one who worships and honors and esteems Jesus Christ highly. So when I went to the Presbyterian church years ago, they played jazz. They're not restricted, my brother. They have an orchestra up there. They're worshiping with jazz, doing the Lord's Supper. They did chatterets. I say, that's cool. They have some Lonnie Lister Smith while you worship in Jesus. Who can go against that? The Orthodox Church. You see what I'm saying? That people love, and they learn how to appreciate the sound of music in different tones. You see? And you have upbeat music if you're going to have music in the temple. You have upbeat music when you worship Jesus Christ. Some people are against that. If you're not praying, keep me near the cross, or some whatever prayer we have in Jesus, or some other song, they just go ballistic. Well, they need to listen to Michael Jackson. They need to hear some different music and check it out and see what's going on. In every differentiation of groups, they have good songs. Like the song called Happy, 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 Happy by Pharaoh. You know, the churches are singing that now. See? Glory to Jesus. Sweethearts, we love you. The canon. I tell you, we're having such a good time. Our time is out. Our time is up. But we want you to get really to, with Jesus Christ. We got a lot more to say on this great palm tree message, an Easter message, how the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Good day. Good night. Jesus, baby. The canon. Glory to Jesus.
You got that right.
Thank you, Jesus, forever and ever. Forgive us for our sins, any shortcoming we have done. We give it to thee, O Lord Jesus.